Hey, Walt here with this week's Patreon plug. This Tuesday, August 27th, we will be dropping a very, very anticipated episode of one of our most popular shows on the Patreon, Tales from Behind the Fake Counter. In this episode, we break down the infamous Gene Simmons episode of Comic Book Men. Declan, if you'd please play a clip from the episode.
Nobody here can sit in Jar Jar's shoes.
No.
You're right. We get shit online. Jar Jar ain't feeling bad for me.
Yeah, and it's the real John.
And I've contemplated suicide.
Yeah.
Not because of the online stuff, but...
Where's your apology to Brian Johnson? Yeah.
I didn't use him as a punchline.
Yeah, good
but
point.
You know you can anytime you want.
So check that out only on the TESD Patreon. Okay, I would also like to let those subscribers and the gift tiers know that those who are due gifts this September... The gifts will start going out a bit later in the month as I'm going away on a 9-day cruise and won't be back until the second week in September. But don't worry, as soon as I hit port, I will be getting your gifts out to you. I think that's it for this week's Patreon plug, so let's get back to the show.
What are you going to do either
Nobody's
way?
Upset about me.
There's nothing.
Everybody loves me.
What? They're gonna do it at the poolside. What? We don't have to talk about big boobs to have fun. Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. Hey, Walt.
Hey.
And BQ.
Hey-o.
Patient zero for every strain of COVID that's come out.
I just get it. I just get it.
Are you collecting them now like Pokemon?
Dude, I don't fucking understand. I'm pretty sure this is humanly impossible what happens to me. I've had, I think, every strain but one. That's fucking crazy. My heart is going to explode. There's no way that the human, a 50-year-old human heart could take this.
Well, it's good, though, because at least now you're done with it. And
yeah.
You are. You're done with it for like a good time. You're good for at least a year, I would think.
No, I don't know about that, man. I just keep fucking getting it, dude.
It does seem to pop up every 6 months or so, because you had it in the winter, didn't you? Like this,
yeah.
This past like spring, winter.
I think it's anytime I emerge and start like – That's interacting with people.
The problem. You were going to MSG and partying
went
down
to
and stuff.
The Kill Tony thing. I went to the Stream horror movie premiere, and it's a lot of fun stuff. But it's like, you know, there's a lot of people in my face.
Yeah,
but
shaking hands. Everybody wants to shake hands. Everybody wants to take pictures.
I'm pretty good about the shaking hands. Like I know enough to like wash my hands frequently, and I carry like the hand sanitizer and stuff. It is really. I'm telling you, and it's like when we were talking years ago at this point about like whether masks work and stuff, and I was like, I'm telling you, the amount of people who breathe in my face and I feel their spittle hit my fucking eyeballs and stuff. It's what it is, and it happens every day of my life.
Right.
Somebody just leans in to say something.
Well,
and
it's the curse of being, you know, a funny guy, though, because you make people laugh, and when they laugh,
yeah.
You know, they...
No, it's not like that. It's not like I'm walking down the street doing, like, killer comedy.
Yeah.
Like, if you were a serious actor, you probably would have only got COVID once or twice.
Oh, It is fucking horrible, dude. At this point, like, everybody just makes fun of me when I get COVID. Like, nobody has
That's
any sympathy
terrible,
anymore.
Though. That's terrible, yeah, because it is a pretty serious thing. And at this point, yeah, it's like you've got it so much, like you are kind of getting ribbed for it, and it's not right.
Well, he sounded absolutely miserable too.
Yeah.
I
couldn't even joke around with you about it.
It was horrible too. Well, July, you know, I was away 6 weekends in a row, right? And then we were shooting all the weeks in between. So it's like you get to a place where you're like, oh God, finally just a fucking week off. And then you get sick. And then it's like now I'm fucking just miserable at home. I'm alone. I'm on my couch. I can't – you know what I mean? It's like I'm missing fun thing. I don't know, man. It's –
And you had told me right before, you're like, yeah, I'm looking forward to this week. I got this week off. I was like, it's going to be awesome.
I don't know why I bothered saying anything. And now I felt better Sunday. I went to go see the new Alien movie. And then I have 3 days and I'm on tour this weekend. So it's like the downtime I had was just spent being sick. And there's an anger to it now for me where I'm like, motherfucker, again.
Right.
Now, when you get it, has this happened to you where like certain body parts are targeted by the illness? Like,
I know when my eye starts leaking. Like if I'm sitting down and watching it on the, and my eye just starts tearing for no reason.
Really?
I'm like, oh, I suck on a fuck, because that's always the first sign for me. And then I almost shit my pants with diarrhea the second day. And then I was like, I guess I got it.
Is that a symptom of COVID?
I didn't know. Not for me when I had it.
Trust me, boys. It's a symptom. Yeah.
I have not heard that symptom.
Yeah.
Really?
My stomach got all jacked up from it and stuff.
Because there's like people, and I know, I remember when I had it, like certain body parts get targeted, like my hands and my feet.
No.
They were oddly very, very painful. I was wondering, like, that if that happened to you.
No, I get the lack of energy and I can't breathe. My nose get like clogged, so I'm mouth breathing for like 3 days in a row. The lips get all dry and shit. It's not fun. I mean, everybody's going through it. But.
Well, let's just say it's good that you got the vaccine.
Yeah. God knows what might have happened. I might have got that sick strain that I missed if I didn't get it. What are you gonna do? Oh Lord Almighty, it's depressing, and I am starting to get to the point where I'm like, what effect could this be having on me?
Right, it can't be good.
This shit was made in a lab, right? Like now they know that they figured it out. Like some Chinese cat made this in a lab.
I don't know if that's been confirmed. I don't know if that's fake news or not. I mean, there's still a chance that it came from a wet market.
and a pangolin
fucking another like a what are those fucking.
Fuck.
What are those things that look like ducks, but they're those?
Oh, the platypus.
Yeah, platypus and shit. You know,
that would make me feel better rather than some Chinese dude had a bad day at work.
And then they're like, "Oops."
And like now I'm just 3 times a year I'm just fucking sick and made sport by my friends. Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad though. I'm glad the world decided it wasn't worth investigating how it happened. They kind of just said, you know, we don't need to know. What good would it come of it?
Devastated the economy, ruined how many people's lives, killed how many people. But they're like, hey, it's gone now, kind of. So who cares? We'll probably catch shit for even talking about this. Q, I think that we need to draw on your professional contacts and get ourselves a PR person.
A PR person? Why?
Yeah. Because we keep taking shit on Reddit nonstop for the most lame thing. So, like, maybe if we get ahead of it, we get our...
Delete Reddit off your phone.
Oh, I don't know. People tell me.
Oh, well, tell them to stop telling you.
Yeah?
Who's telling you?
Brian Rupert.
No, Rupert to just stop.
He loves to tell me.
We gotta lock that down. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta... It's just... Dude, it's a wonderful world, dude. It's beautiful.
If you're not on Reddit, yes.
Just tell him not to tell you, man.
It's the things that he tells me, though, it's like, it's not like I go home and I think about it. I'm like, yeah, maybe they are right. Like somebody was mad that I was talking about Ming hanging out with a big boobed cosplayer. And I
why?
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. He didn't know either.
I think the fact that you called her big boobed, if you had just said cosplayer, I think that would have been fine. But the fact that
but who cares?
You kind of like focused in on her big boobs is kind of gross.
I guess so. Yeah, it's disgusting big boobs. Who wants to talk about that?
Well,
bunch of fucking pussies out there, man.
The fact that you like focused on it so heavily, though, like it was the only thing, like the first thing that
it was the only thing they're taking pictures for. I'm sorry, it's not my fault.
It could be the quality of her costume.
Some of them were, yeah. I bet you some of them were. She had some good costumes. I'm just saying specifically the Ewok costume.
I don't believe anybody really cares, dude. I think people are just saying it for you to mention it
on the show.
Just stop.
There's no way you can really care, right? Like as a guy, you can't be like, what a misogynist. He mentioned that a girl had big boobs.
I would have a hard time believing the sincerity of anybody that was like, that's worth firing up your computer. But hey, man, what do I know?
I think though, like it's to veer on the safe side though, unless they're like Dolly Parton sized, don't mention big boobs. Just like
some flat broad.
No, just don't mention her chest size at all. Right. Unless they're like gargantuanly like
Elvira, Mistress of
the Night. Like you can't, like, you're like, it's impossible to not be like, wow, those are...
Then it's okay.
Those are unusually large. Okay.
Yeah. They're freakishly large.
Yeah. Like, what was that? Like the Kissing Bandit. Remember Morgana?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you can say Morgana was big boob Kissing Bandit.
Right.
But if it's just like, you know,
a faceless cosplayer that nobody even knows who I'm talking about.
Yes.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, I fucked up.
Well, if he's listening, Rupp, like you get you're forbidden from passing on any info.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Just let it. Just
literally. As far as I'm concerned, if I don't read it and I don't hear it, it doesn't exist.
What are you going to do?
Nobody's upset about me.
There's nothing.
Everybody loves me.
I don't think people are really upset about you anyway. I think like we've just created a thing where we talk about Reddit, so they
put shit in there.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right, Reddit.
Break up with it, Rupp.
Yeah. Come on, Rupp. You don't need to be wasting your time on that. You got a kid. Pay attention to your child.
Yeah, raise that kid, man.
I spent a long weekend in Rochester, New York.
Rochester? What the fuck are you doing in Rochester?
It was an event called DabbleCon, and it was a podcast festival.
Dabble. Okay.
Yeah, because it's if you're not familiar with it, if you're not familiar with this, it's imagine trying to dive into the Tell 'Em Steve universe today and understand everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like with just this one episode, you know, it's like impossible. It's so it's years of lore and years of history and that kind of stuff. But
so it was a convention devoted to one podcast?
No, there were it wasn't really a convention. It was just like a show. There were like the first night they had what they called the roast of the Dabbleverse. So they roasted a bunch of different people that are involved in it. And then the next day they had three different podcasts. They had Potato Soup and Tukey. They had Who Are These Podcasts? And they had the Uncle Rico Show. And Potato Soup is the one I told you about a long time ago, the guy who only does his podcast with a potato filter.
Okay.
And so this is – I want to show you this picture of him.
Go on.
It's pretty funny.
I mean, yeah.
He doesn't want to show his face, so this is how he walks around.
Is that a mask?
It's a helmet that somebody built for him. That somebody made for
What type of content is he talking about? Women's boobs a lot? Like, why does he want to hide his face?
All he talks about is Stuttering John. The entire universe is centered around Stuttering John and what a fuck up he is.
Directing this to you.
How
does anybody care? Like, why is there a show around it? Why
a universe?
Entire universe. Yeah, because he's. He's so awful and just such a like – see, he's a human being that you can sit there and you can be like, how does a person like this exist in real life?
Right.
Like the way he behaves, the way he acts, his hypocrisy.
How are they to know how he's behaving though? Like how are they keeping –
Because he has a podcast.
Oh, okay.
So they just go –
So they break down his podcast.
Yes. So this is just Reddit for Stuttering John.
Yes.
Oh my God. You got to get out, bro. What are you doing?
No, it's awesome.
No.
I made some new buddies this weekend. Cardiff Electric, one of them. I never met him before. Filter.
Okay. All right.
So wait a minute. So what do you call it? The Dabble Universe.
The Dabbleverse.
The Dabbleverse.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the
– The origin?
Is there a podcast called Dabble?
No. What happened was there's a girl named Chrissy Mayer, and she was talking to Stuttering John once in an interview. And she said, you know, I heard that you dabbled in comedy. And he got very offended, saying that he was a headliner, he was a professional stand-up comic. Well, none of this is true. But he's like – he has this idea of himself that is so inaccurate that you can't help but laugh and watch along.
I can help.
Yeah, I bet you can. Yeah.
I think you would be best.
But it all started with Who Are These Podcasts. Like I listened to one episode like years and years ago where he broke down Stuttering John's podcast. And usually, you know, Carl, the guy whose podcast is, he just moves on to the next podcast and then we'll break the next one down. But Stuttering John took such offense that he was going to sue him. He was going to bring litigation. Yeah. He was going to do all this. Stuttering John never stops threatening to sue people. He never does it.
I'm struggling to care about Stuttering John in the year of our Lord 2024. Yeah. It's amazing that this many people
tough. These people make a living off this.
Oh, yeah. A good living. Yeah. Oof. These people make money.
They should fucking invite him into the fray.
I think they have, but he won't come.
I mean, I wouldn't either.
Well, I mean, if they're making money, I want to make some money too if I'm him.
Well, all
that's the funny, as a guest.
That's the funny thing is that like everybody makes money except for him.
But he but all this is driving listeners to him though, which bumps his numbers, which bumps.
Not really, because it's much more fun to watch these guys break down his show than watch his actual show, because he's so boring and so stupid.
Does he have guests?
Sometimes he has guests.
Yeah.
That's usually on his political show because he likes to fancy himself like this liberal lefty.
Yeah.
So then all these people go back and they pull all the stuff that he used to say on the Stern show. And even stuff from like rather recently, like I'm talking 2018, he's using words that like –
Well,
by today's standards, he would go after them.
Yeah,
15 years of changing tastes. I mean,
I totally agree with you guys, but he's the type that's like everybody should be held accountable for what they used to say. So that's the that's where the hypocrisy comes.
Oh, he takes that stance.
He takes that stance where he's like this super woke guy, but then you know, just recently.
So what do you do there? Do you just go like get autographs and shit?
No, I don't get any autographs. Like most of the people I know.
Oh, okay. So what do you do there then? Like you go to the tape? Is it a convention?
No, it's just like it was held at a comedy club.
Oh, okay. Didn't you call it a convention?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I filled in that word. The DabbleCon, I thought you said.
The Dabbleverse, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Although, hey, man, DabbleCon may be down the road. I don't know if it gets big enough. Because this was the second one. This was the second DabbleCon. It was more familiar. I mean, it seemed more popular than the first one. More people came. I met a guy who was a potato farmer, which you think is not a big deal. I talked to this guy for like a half hour about potatoes.
Yeah.
And he has like these – because he's one of these super chatters. A super chat is like – let's say I have a podcast and it's on YouTube. People can send me money via super chat. So this guy, he must have fucking bucks because he's constantly super chatting like large amounts of money to people.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's a potato farmer and he has like these two big fast food accounts that I won't name so you know, okay. He can remain anonymous. But like two fast food places where he provides all the potatoes for them.
Wow. That's got to be some gig.
Yeah.
Is he in Idaho?
No, he's in Maine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he lives in Maine.
So what – it's like you were interested in the world of potato farming or the world of super chats?
No, I was interested in the world of potato farming at that time. Yeah.
So what did you learn?
I learned that it's very difficult to get people to help you to farm your potatoes.
Because it's hard work?
It's hard work, so people don't want to do it. And if you – he told me that if you import people, like you get people from South America, the federal law is that you have to pay them as much as you pay your highest – paid guy. So like let's say a truck driver is making $30 an hour. You have to turn around and pay guys who pick potatoes $30 an hour. So it makes it financially difficult.
Wait, you have to pay the amount, the highest amount that's anyone in the chain of production makes?
Anyone in the chain, yeah.
So it's
well, not like the president or anything, okay. But like, you know, a regular employees.
Right.
Well, that's if you want to, you know, keep it on
import your workers.
Well, no, keep it all legal on the up and up. But like, he could play him under the table, couldn't he?
He may be able to, but I don't know. I think that people, you know, people from other countries have gotten wise to that. It's not like the 90s and the 2000s where you could just go down to the Home Depot and pick them up for fucking $6 an hour. Mm-hmm. Now they're like, fuck you. I want $30 an hour. I want lunch. I want a ride. Like they've finally
– good for them.
They finally have
them.
Discovered their worth.
I'm with them.
They're not being treated like indentured servants anymore.
Right. Well, that sounds like somebody pretty interesting, a potato farmer. I would listen to that.
Yeah.
Overstay Stuttering John. I saw Kill Tony.
Kill Tony. Now,
have you heard about this podcast?
No.
This is something I'm amazed by.
It is. I think that I didn't understand. It's a podcast that's been going about 15 years now. And it's. This is what I learned because I wasn't too familiar with it. I've heard about it because I know it's big and it's like the biggest thing in the comedy world right now. But like it's essentially the Gong Show with stand-ups.
And oh, okay.
It has a panel of like when I saw him at the Garden, it was Joe Rogan. It was Shane Gillis. It was Tony, the guy of the Kill Tony. And what they do is they pick names out of a hat, Hinchcliffe, Tony Hinchcliffe, and people from the audience come up and get to do 2 minutes of stand-up. And then the crowd and the comedian panel are essentially the Gong thing where they tell them if they suck or not. And that's the show. And then they'll have like people come out like Andrew Dice Clay came out and did a little bit. Big J. Okerson came out and did a little bit. And they sold the first podcast ever to sell at Madison Square Garden two nights in a row. And dude – I walked into it blind. My agent represents some people on the show. And so I just, he was like, I'm in town. You know, he lives in LA. Come hang out for the night. Went, fuck, dude. Like, there are people having fun in the world.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Those people in Madison Square Garden, they don't give a fuck about political correct. They don't get, like, when people are saying, like, things are, like you said, like, too woke, what I saw in Madison Square Garden was like, I don't believe that's true anymore.
Really?
It might be true in, like, you know, scripted television where, like, everybody's overthinking everything. But, mm-hmm. dude, that crowd in Madison Square Garden, they were having more fun than anybody I've seen having fun, except from Practical Joker shows. And the comedians got up and they all like just fucking went for it. Dice came out to 20 minutes of shit. And I was like, holy fuck. And it was old school Dice.
Old school Dice.
Which is, you're like, it's just so shocking to see these days. And the crowd was going berserk. And the crowd was men, women, all colors, all stripes of people. And everybody was just loving it. And I was like, fuck, these people are having fun. It was like really kind of cool to see. And nobody gave a shit what anybody said. No jokes were like taboo.
That's encouraging to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun.
I mean, I don't have that. I can't even see a girl as big boobs.
Why? We still have fun. You know, we don't have to talk about big boobs to have fun. I lived my whole life having fun not talking about big boobs.
Yeah, I know we're going to be talking about comic books, but not Power Girl.
No, well, Power Girl's off limits.
Yeah,
we don't
can't talk about
her.
Power Girl.
She doesn't, as far as I'm concerned, she doesn't exist.
Is the problem that you like big boobs? I don't want to get sucked into this. Are you I'm sorry.
I thought you wanted to have fun.
I do, but like, I don't understand what is the like. I kind of want to know what the problem is, but I don't want to. I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I knew.
Yeah,
I wish I knew what the person's problem was. In fact,
I think he's too. I think they're saying he's too old to be commenting on a young cosplayer's attributes.
She's probably in her 40s at this point.
And yeah.
Oh, I thought you said yeah.
This is years ago. This is a long time ago. Okay.
But you listen to – look, and I love
how – I mean,
not
that he doesn't still do it.
I still listen to Stern all the time. I know you don't as much anymore. But he'll like look at like whatever starlet of the day and be like, oh my God, she looks so good. Like she's got great tits. I want to fuck her. He'll say all that stuff to this day.
Yeah.
And he's the biggest broadcaster in the history of entertainment, right? Like certainly entertainment, maybe not over like the news guys, but
people just they get mad at you for noticing things. You don't notice stuff,
or don't say out loud what everybody notices.
Don't see outside what you notice.
Can't really, you know what? Can't really live like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are the conversations that are happening on Reddit at Madison Square Garden. Nobody's having. They had ring girls in between every comic. They had ring girls in chain bikinis, like fucking. Red Sonja.
Yeah.
And the crowd went nuts every time they came out to like hold up the sign. And you're like, oh, there are still people like kind of just having cheeky
it's
fun.
It's probably most people.
Probably most people.
Most people. But they're cowed by the by this regiment of people right. that want to bring you down if you say something.
And so are we.
Yeah. When I was at DabbleCon, somebody came up to me with a concern about Q.
Me?
Yes.
Really?
Is that I'm sick all the fucking time?
No, that you're wearing too much eyeliner.
Eyeliner.
That's what I'm hearing.
I'm wearing any eyeliner.
He said you're wearing so much eyeliner on the recent episodes of IJ that it's distracting.
I mean, somebody get me a fucking a screen grab of that.
Yeah.
I've never worn eyeliner.
I have never noticed.
Yeah. What would I do? Sit here and deny it if I did?
Maybe. Maybe if you want to bring out – you make your eyes pop or something. Yeah.
Did you look? Does it look like I'm wearing eyeliner?
He didn't show me any pictures.
Oh,
yeah, he
right.
didn't show me any pictures. I was just like, I said, I've never noticed that. And he goes, no, you got to look.
That may be why your eyes are always leaking, all that mascara you're wearing.
Yeah, mascara's like clogging it up.
It's not COVID. It's too much mascara.
Eyeliner? Yeah,
it's not hypoallergenic.
Why would I wear eyeliner?
I don't know. Unless it was for like a bit. Like I could see if you were wearing it for a bit.
Well, sure, but that would be clear.
That would be very obvious, yeah. But I was like, when? He's like, any episode, just check it out.
Would you hide that or would you not want people? Yeah, I was going to say, if it made you look better, who cares of what it happens? How it works, as long as it works.
They put foundation. Lily Beth puts foundation on us, like just to cover like the bags and all the shit that we're developing as we age, and a little bit of powder. But that's been since day one of the show. That's just for the shine of the lights and stuff like that. I don't think I've ever worn eyeliner on the
Could
show.
Could it be maybe that they put it on you didn't even notice though?
I think I would notice.
get home. What is that?
Eyeliner. No, I can shoot that one down.
Shoot that one down.
But
okay.
Did this person come up?
We got to go on to Snopes.
Do you know who they are?
No. It was just a.
Now, did they come up saying it like, "Is this true? This guy's wearing eyeliner"?
Or was he came up to me. And he's like, "You got to talk to Q about wearing so much eyeliner on the show."
So in this guy's mind, he made the decision that I was wearing eyeliner.
Yeah, and to come to me so I could intervene.
Over multiple episodes, which means like he turned on episode and was like, fuck, he's fucking wearing eyeliner again.
He's got it on again. I mean, I don't know what to say about this guy.
And then if I did start wearing eyeliner, like, again, wouldn't that be up to me? And like, wouldn't I have a reason to do it? And
probably.
Like, what if I... Like, what if it was a medical reason and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm losing my eyelashes? I don't know why people wear eyeliner, you know.
That happened to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, my eyelashes started falling out like when I hit 45.
Really?
Yeah, I would see them on the fucking pillowcase.
You got eyelashes.
I know, but I used to have a lot more luscious eyelashes than I do right now.
You got to talk to your daughter, get some of those fake ones.
And my eyebrows. And my eyebrows, too. My eyebrows, like, went from really long to almost half long.
They look good. No.
They don't look that good. They used to look a lot better.
Wow.
In my 20s, I had fucking crazy fucking...
The girls were after him, man.
Eyebrows. Yeah. You know, they were perfect eyebrows. My wife used to stroke my eyebrows.
That's probably what happened. She stroked them too much to start falling out.
I think she stopped stroking them. That's why. Because lack of attention. I'm serious, though. They really did. Like, they used to go all the way down. And then one day she noticed. She was like, wow, your eyebrows are half the size they used to be. You know, I told her, that's all she noticed was half the size they used to be. I'm okay with that.
Right. Yeah. As long as it's just your eyebrows.
No eyeliner, though. Can
no
confirm.
Eyeliner. Okay.
Can confirm no eyeliner. Would right. say.
What's that?
I would say.
I think you would.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Do you love a great deal, Walt?
Depends on the deal.
You're not going to crawl through a
bed. I don't like deals with the devil.
No?
No. Right. I don't care how good the deal is.
You're never going to win.
What about a deal with Deadpool?
We have a fucking Deadpool ad?
We have a Deadpool ad. Well, kind of, a little bit.
What?
we have some sort of connection with Marvel and Disney?
Us?
More Ryan Reynolds. He, as you know, he started Mint Mobile. Telecommunications okay. company, and that's what this ad is for.
All right on.
No hoops, no BS. When Mint Mobile said it was easy to get wireless for $15 a month with the purchase of a 3-month plan, we called them on it. Turns out it's really easy to get wireless for $15 a month. The longest part of the process was the time you spent on hold waiting to break up with your old phone provider. That's what's going to happen to you. Yeah. It's easy to switch to Mint Mobile, and I think we're going to get a phone. So I thought,
We're all getting phones too?
We're not getting phones. No, we're not all getting phones. I think we're getting one phone, but I think that it should go to the guy without a phone.
Why are we only getting one
phone? Who doesn't have a phone?
Because why would
he has fucking 17 phones?
He's holding a phone right now.
I'm talking about a phone that actually works.
He doesn't need a phone that works.
No,
no. He's so distracted and useless as it is right now.
Really?
Yeah. I don't need him fucking having internet on his phone too.
Well, he has internet, but he might start chatting with people, you know, making calls and.
No, let's not.
With Mint Mobile, it's easy. To get started, go to mintmobile.com/DESD, and there you'll see that right now all 3-month plans are only $15 a month, including the unlimited plan. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. See, Walt, you can just use your phone, go to Mint Mobile. Find out how easy it is to switch to Mint Mobile and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Now, to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/TESD. That's mintmobile.com/TESD. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TESD. Now, here's the disclaimer. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on the 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. All right.
Nice.
It's bespoke.
What's bespoke now?
Oh, this is
two new ads? Two new sponsors?
This is a new one. Bespoke Post.
Maybe you should keep up that boob talk.
Mm-hmm.
Getting us new sponsors.
No, it's getting us a lot of getting us a lot of heat over here. Look, people like boobs. Yeah. We can talk about them, fuckheads. Yeah. All right?
I didn't realize that was off limits.
I know. Can't talk about that. We're on Reddit. We make the rules. Fucking idiots.
This is Rupp cannot. He's on thin ice with me. He is.
Well, first it was that burger situation.
The burger situation, yeah. Yeah, where he ratted me out and said that I was eating burgers that don't belong to me.
Yeah.
Now this. He's on thin ice, man.
He'll be here later on. I don't know if you'll see him, but
yeah, we're going to a rock and roll show tonight.
Oh, yeah, Alice Cooper tonight, right?
No. Whiskey Myers.
Who's Whiskey Myers?
A rock band that's playing at the Pony tonight. And
aren't they fans of ours?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
I met them yesterday. Super, super sweet guys.
Who's going?
Bri, me, Rupp, and Get 'Em.
Oh, nice.
We thought you had COVID, so we...
No, you were
just
right.
Assumed it.
Yeah, we assumed
it. Knew a strain just dropped.
I'm like a petri dish, man. No, I'm leaving on tour tomorrow. I'm away the next 4 nights.
We can't wait. I'm really looking forward to this. They're playing the outdoor stage.
At where?
The Stone Pony.
Stone Pony.
Cool. Yeah, we got free merch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're living large over here.
I'm going to fucking get rowdy tonight, man. It's my first rock and roll show in a while. The last one I went to, I was fucking dehydrated.
Oh, right.
I look like a dried out sponge. Fucking, I'm all fucking lubed up tonight.
Yeah, look at him. He's getting hydrated. His water's going.
I'm fucking getting the mosh pit.
Nice. Yep. You guys getting in like a VIP section?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, we got backstage passes.
Wow, now I wish I can go. What time are you going?
We're gonna fucking.
I think the show starts at 7, right?
I think we start at 7, but I think we're gonna get there at 4 just to like fucking tailgate. <All right. laughs>
Three hours with four people. Three out of the four people don't drink.
The whole time yesterday, Gibbs like, I hope there's groupies there.
Groupies? What the fuck are you gonna do with groupies?
Oh, because Whiskey will speak up for him and be like, hey, this is my boy.
In this fucking fever dream of his, yeah, like this, they're going to be like, hey, groupie, fucking you know, do my fucking friend over here.
Yeah, you want to get backstage?
Oh, man, I really wish I was gone. What a bummer. It sounds like fun.
It won't be anything like that, Q. It'll just be us standing in the corner.
Yeah. No, I know. That part I know. Yeah.
Bespoke Post, guys, your summer just got a hell of a lot more awesome thanks to Bespoke Post and their all-new premium lineup of Box of Awesome collections. As if there wasn't enough cool gear in each box with a Box of Awesome premium, they're doubling the fresh finds. Now I'm supposed to talk about what came in my box. I don't know if – did you guys get boxes from these guys?
What is this?
It should have been Bespoke Post, it's called. It's a box of like random stuff for guys. Guy stuff.
A selfie stick showed up at my house.
I didn't get anything. No? Yeah.
No, I didn't get
anything. I got a box with like I'm going to give it to Get 'Em because this is like a real Get 'Em box. It's an emergency tent, an emergency blanket, an emergency light.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then one other thing. I can't remember what the fourth thing was, but
what happens in an emergency if you're giving all your shit away to Get 'Em?
I don't know. I have a house. I'll just go in there. I'll just go inside.
Lock the front door.
Yeah.
I did get something in the mail that wasn't expecting. It's a white like razor for, you know, down under.
Oh yeah, that's I think that's our next.
Oh, Manscaped.
Yeah, Manscaped. That's our next spot.
It's very
it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very white though. It definitely looked like a girl's razor.
You think so?
Yeah, I didn't want to use it on mine because it looked too.
Yeah, like if your feminine wife saw it, yeah, she's like, oh God.
First the eyebrows, now this.
Yeah, I didn't get any box though with man shit in it though.
Okay, well, I'll talk to Mary Beth. I'll make sure you get your man shit box from Bespoke Post. Whether you want to eat and drink more awesome, dress and travel more awesome, or explore more awesome, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. It's free to join, and they release new items every month across a ton of different categories. Choose from a standard or premium box, and when you become a member, you'll have access to stellar discounts across a plethora of products. We're talking 30% off or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting a small business. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small, up-and-coming brand. All right. They're supporting small business.
All right.
It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel any time. So to get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code TESD at checkout, that's boxofawesome.com, code TESD, for a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment. Boxofawesome.com, code TESD. I could run right into the Razer one, and then we would be done with ads. Should we plow through?
No.
No?
You want to save it?
Okay.
Save
we'll,
it.
We'll save it.
That's what we'll keep people hanging on.
Yeah.
Right.
For that final 17th ad.
Yeah. Hey. Got to pay the bills.
Did you guys see Alien? Any
interest? I'm not that big of an Alien fan.
No.
No. I'm not that, like, that. I've seen the first two, and I feel like I've seen enough. Like I've seen them all, and I feel like, but I know that's this new one's gotten rave reviews though. A return to form, I've heard.
Yeah, depends on who you ask.
Yeah. I think if you've seen the first two, you've seen this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very. I think like they went back to their like basics. Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposedly like on the timeline. Does it take place between Alien and Aliens?
It takes like 15 years after Alien.
15 years after Alien.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you don't really. It doesn't connect to. I mean.
No.
It's doing great business, I heard, though.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's fun. I mean, it's like I rewatched Prometheus and Covenant,
mm-hmm.
and I liked them so much more this time. I think when I first saw them, I was like,
I didn't like either of them when I saw them.
I watched them back to back, and I was like, I get what he was doing, and I like mm-hmm. it. Yeah. It connects very loosely to that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to know anything.
Yeah, I went to see it, and the one thing that, like, look, I'm all for diversity, but. You got to hire people who I can understand. Those British guys, I could not understand a fucking word they were saying.
In the new one?
In the new one, yeah. Like the crew.
Oh, like the new crew. Guess I just...
Yeah, that may be,
I think
that
you
might
have
be
an ear for that.
No, yeah. That may be an age thing. I read that as we grow older, it's harder to discern and to decipher accents.
Accents?
Yeah. Well, we watch everything.
I must be getting real old then. Because I'm looking at Mary Beth. I'm like, and she couldn't understand it either.
Oh, I don't even think I noticed they were speaking in English accents. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was real system. British. I was like, I can't understand. And then I'm like, I can't wait until they get killed. I know they're going to get killed. So I can't wait until they get killed.
My problem with it was like, it felt like I was watching a slasher movie in the 90s. Like, I know he did last summer or something. The entire.
You love that shit, though.
The entire cast was like, they looked like teenage. Like, they were all. If there's anybody in that cast above the age of like 25, I would be shocked. Or look 25. It mm-hmm. felt like I was watching like a CW show a little bit. I was like, God, they were all too young and too pretty mm-hmm. to be working on a prison planet for their entire lives. And
yeah,
stuff.
Like the one girl was indentured for like 12 years.
I think BQ and she just evolved right in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
For him to be there, they were too pretty to be in a movie.
I mean, they could have thrown a hot older girl with some juicy cans in there. You know what I mean? Like an older would have been good. It was noticeable that everybody was like, it felt like a 90s movie to me. Like
I got to get that young crowd. Because that's a what? Like a 40-something-year-old franchise at this point?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm not – but no part of me is like they fucked up. I'm like, look, make the movie you want to make. You want to make an Alien movie for young – like do it. Not everything has to be made for me, but you know.
That's a refreshing take though, yeah. I wish more people had that. This movie doesn't have to be made for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could use more of that.
Yeah?
Well, why?
Yeah.
Then you're just not looking forward to movies. Well, that's all you got.
Well, there's still movies they're making for me.
Was it gory?
I wouldn't say overly. There was some fan service with like the tail through the chest.
That was, yeah.
The alien real close to the girl.
They played the hits
face.
The entire time.
Was there a chest burster?
There was a chest burster. There was a really cool concept that's in the trailer, so I'm not ruining it, where she had a light that could see through her body,
mm-hmm.
and she was holding it up, and she could see
the saw that trailer, yeah.
But, like, that trailer is the entire time that light's in the movie, right?
Right,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, wow, that's such a great idea. Why wouldn't they – there's an idea I haven't seen before. Like, mm-hmm. why don't you guys
– They do it once where she's like, oh, this is cool. I can see the bones in my arm. And then they do it with the chest burster, and then that's it.
And that's it, where I was like, wow, I thought that was going to be, like, a new tool in the alien lore. Mm-hmm. Like, who's got the fucking alien in them? And, like – but no.
What did you think of – and I won't give too much away – the humanoid?
I thought we had seen it already. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is a resurrection to me.
Right.
It – it felt so much like Resurrection that I was like, wow, they have to be doing it on purpose. And also, that's the movie that nobody likes, mm-hmm. you know, by the end. I don't know. I know what they were trying to do. I'm trying to talk in circles, so, you know.
You don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, I was – but again, I didn't hate it. But I was just like, oh, okay, I see what they did type of thing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't blown away.
Yeah. I liked it. I thought it went fast. I thought it was like a fast movie. It was two hours, but it felt quick.
Yeah.
Once they got on the ship anyway.
And there's cool shit in it. Like this.
Well, it looks amazing, yeah. too. Like the look of it's astounding.
They went practical, I think, for a lot of the puppets. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. I thought it looked pretty cool. But,
yeah, as far as the chestburster, I was like, I would put the chestburster of 79 up against this one.
Still, even with that air hose fucking tail mm-hmm. going off. I agree. Yeah. 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 What are you going to do? It's making a ton of money. And it's not bad. It's not like I was like, this fucking sucks. I don't want to see this.
Mm-hmm. And where you consider yourself a Xenomorph fan?
I wouldn't say that I'm one like... Yeah, I would, but not like a crazy one.
It's not one of your top 10 franchises?
I don't know that I would put it in there. I mean, I'll watch every one, and I'll every few years I watch the Alien movie, so I guess, you know, it's in
there. They trot them out on a pretty regular basis, don't they? It's got to be considered one of the more successful franchises ever.
Sure, with 8-9 movies at this point, if you add all the Alien vs. Mm-hmm. Predator things in, but yeah, that's cool. Good stuff. And then I saw Stream.
Now, this is something I haven't heard of.
This is a horror movie. You know the Terrifier guys on Staten Island?
Right.
Their production company, Fuzz and Lens, made a horror movie called Stream. And that was a ton of fun. That's where I'm coming in. Like, it's like 80s slasher. It's like a new take on slasher horror. And I'm such a sucker for that shit. You know what I mean? Like, all I need is like the fake blood spurting everywhere and shit like that. And I get real happy. And Stream delivers, in fucking spades. It's got Jeffrey Combs in it and, Tony Todd's in it. Like, it's got Danielle Harris is in it. Like, they lined up all these horror icons.
So these icons are in it.
Yeah. It's kind of really good. And they're Staten Island boys. And the guy who did the special effects for Terrifier, Damian Leone, does the practical effects for this too. So like the blood's good. The corkscrews and the eyeballs and stuff like that. Like, it's
so rated R then.
Yes. Oh yeah. Rated R. And I hate to say, one of the killers is female. She's got giant boobs.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I know that's going to turn some people here off, but she does walk around with giant boobs. So sorry about that, everybody. You know,
do you get to see them?
No, not really.
No.
Yeah, it's not like that type of. You do see boobs in the movie, which there's a hot tub kill.
Really?
Which is fun. You haven't seen one of those in a while.
Yeah.
So Stream, I think that comes out soon. So if you like old
school
horror.
Oh, you got a private showing?
No, I went to go see it. They were doing like a previews of it in Manhattan, so I went. That might have been where I caught COVID, actually.
Oh, really?
That's it was either that or Kill Tony, one of the two. Yeah, I got it from Andrew Dice Clay. Gave it to me or something. I don't know.
I have something. It's a little long, but it's an ant that is looking for our help, or has a quandary, and perhaps we'll be able to guide them in the right direction.
All right. What is it? They wrote an email?
Yeah, this is in an email.
Male or female?
This is a male.
Okay.
Who separated from his wife about 6 months ago, and now he's just waiting to get a divorce.
Okay.
He also has two little ones who mostly live with him, so he's not ready to bring a partner in.
Okay.
So he signed up to OnlyFans for a little bit of fun and connection. And he's now met a girl who he's fallen in love with.
On OnlyFans?
On OnlyFans.
She's one of the OnlyFans model?
Yes.
Do we even need to hear the rest of this?
I think so.
Okay.
I just don't know if it's real on her end. She knows about my personal life and asks me about my little ones and states she loves me and that I'm one of the closest people in her life. We share non-sexual videos and pictures of our lives and grow closer every day. I just have a nagging feeling she is not telling me something. Now, when that happens, listen to that nagging feeling.
Yeah.
It's there for a reason. It's called gut instinct.
Yeah. And why? You're telling her everything?
He's telling her everything.
Everything.
And she's telling him everything, supposedly. I mean, but you don't know.
Well, my question is this. Is she still charging his credit card $4.99 a month?
Yes.
Well, then there's your answer. That's it. That's the answer.
They've yet to have a live video call because she states that she is shy. She's also from the Ukraine, so English is hard for her. He's told her his concerns, and she states, "We will talk live soon," and puts my fears to rest. But she's also asked for money, which is a flag. So at least he knows that. He realizes that, you know.
Yeah. I mean, this to me sounds like it could be real. Sounds like true love.
Well, hold on a second. Let me read a little bit more.
They might have a future.
You can't rule it out 100%.
Right. You know, she's shy. She's on OnlyFans, but that doesn't mean she's not shy.
Mm-hmm. Well, they moved to Snapchat. So they're not talking on OnlyFans anymore. There she requested $1,400 to help with her schooling as she wants to get out of OnlyFans.
Yeah, I mean, she needs an education. Come on, you can't help out a poor
– Is class in session in the Ukraine
poor Ukrainian
right now?
Girl?
Well, you can, I guess.
You know, come on. We're funneling so much money over there as it is, you know, to help them fucking beat the Ruskies. Help her fucking get an education so she can get out of that hellhole.
Well, eventually he did. In the end, he gave
her
the money.
Good for him.
He kind of thought it was worth the risk. She is exactly my type sexually and personally, and if she's real, she is truly my dream girl. I can't stop thinking about her every day, but I won't be giving her any more money until we speak live. Am I being stupid, or is it worth the risk for the chance of a lifetime?
I think you're being stupid by not sending her any more money.
Like send her everything?
Yeah. Sign over your fucking your mortgage, your house, and put it in her name and write a new will.
I'm going to go in the opposite direction here and tell him to just cut it. Just don't even say goodbye. Just cut it off.
Cut it off.
I can't, dude, like it's a
lot of red flags, you think?
It's a lot of red flags. You know, the fact that they haven't spoken, he's never heard her voice. The fact that she's still charging him, like if I give you $1,400, you should probably give me the discount code for the $4.99 a month. Yeah. Thing. Like,
well, I think also because OnlyFans will charge you a certain percentage if you send the money that way. You know, it's like I think OnlyFans will take like 8 or 10% because you know they.
If I'm in love with a girl and she has an OnlyFans page,
right?
I don't want to be paying for that only. Like, I feel like I should be getting it for free. If she loves me, if she feels the same way about me,
mm-hmm.
like I would think that maybe I should get that.
Well, he doesn't really say if he's still paying for the OnlyFans page. I'm sure he probably is.
Yeah.
But I think the big thing is like, hey, let's move over to another platform where you can send me money that I won't be.
That's called taking it to the next level.
Oh.
Duh.
See, I'm not good with this kind of stuff.
I hope he is
more worldly than me, Walt.
I do.
You guys don't have any romance in your hearts.
I know.
I hope he didn't send there any like pictures of his dick or anything like that. Because,
well, even if he did, though.
Well, the flip's going to come where it's just like, I'm going to send this to your kids' teachers.
Oh, right.
If you don't pay me another fucking $10,000.
I don't know. I don't know how much that would matter to the teacher, though.
Well, it's sure to be
maybe his boss, but not,
well, whatever. But yeah, I'm, no. But whoever, it's just like you just, you know.
I don't know. My wife's a teacher. I don't know what she would do if she got those photos, like from, like you know, like if somebody was blackmailing me.
Right, but if he's giving her all information about his divorce and stuff like that, and they're making him look like a bad parent because he's showing, you know what I mean? Just don't know the situation.
Yeah,
and there are people out there that want to destroy
you. Why do you assume the worst in this chick, though?
Well, because you've seen it time and time again, you know. Even my own sister.
You're already, like, we're already going right from fucking 0 to 60 with blackmail already.
Yeah, we
That's
are.
That's fucking crazy. You would go that.
Well, No. We're not going to blackmail. If he had called us earlier, I would have been like, "Well, she's asking for money." That would have been the first. That would have been 20 miles per hour. I think we're at 60 miles per hour. My advice to this guy is just don't even answer another text or email. Immediately shut it down.
Should he find another girl on OnlyFans and
first
write
all,
her off?
I don't understand the OnlyFans model right now anyway because like you could just go to Pornhub and just like I don't understand. So my advice would be save the money. Just go type in anything you
but
want.
But there's no personal connection.
Yeah, that's exactly.
There's
yeah.
no personal connection here either.
But he got fucking emails about, you know, professing love and dreams.
Yeah.
Here's another concern of his. Well, he says, is there any way to tell if she is real? I personally do not know of a way.
Oh, she might be AI. She may not even exist.
No. Well, he said he's concerned that she may just be a chatter, you know, like somebody that's chatting for the girl or worse, being told to do these videos by the Ukrainian or the Russian mob. If I'm being tricked, at least I hope it's her tricking me, not some guy.
I mean, this is fucking heavy for, like, dating someone you don't know. Like, maybe start a love life that doesn't possibly involve the Russian mafia or chatters or money exchange. Like, maybe just go down to the old TGIF and, like, fucking see who you meet at the bar. Like,
the go to Whiskey.
Go to Whiskey Myers show. See if you can pick up some groupies.
Yeah, this isn't the going Christian mingle. I mean, you know, I just wouldn't continue this.
He says he has video proof that she is real as she states his name in the videos that she sends me. So she's a real person.
Yeah.
And she'll say his name, but she doesn't want to go live because she's too shy.
But she's in love with him.
But she's in love with him. Also, her OnlyFans profile states she's online a lot, even when she tells me she's asleep. Is that a normal setting? I don't know that.
Buddy.
I don't know that about OnlyFans.
You're
the fact that you have this many questions.
Yeah. She might have fell asleep with her computer on, though.
No.
You know, she didn't fucking log off.
Right.
You know, maybe she's just, you know, catching some 40 winks and she just forgot to close a laptop.
Well, I know I read somewhere that a lot of times there was this there's this one girl who does OnlyFans and she's online all the time. And it turned out that she had other people answering. I don't know if they were girls or guys, but other people answering her messages for her, pretending that they were her.
Sure.
So that could be the case with this, where it's just like she has, like, you know, a dude or a couple girls. There's too much smoke.
There's a little bit of smoke.
You just got to stop.
Can't deny that. There's some smoke.
You just got to stop. Where is this going to go? What is the best possible scenario for this guy? That she moves here from the Ukraine in with him and his kids? Like, where are we going here?
Right. Well, this is one sentence I left out. When she requested the $1,400 to help out with her schooling and she wants out of OnlyFans, this caused some grief in our relationship, which we had to work through. In the end, I gave her the money. Which means that she fucking harassed the guy until he eventually was like, fine, I'll just – okay.
Well, is she off OnlyFans now? If he gave her the money to get off OnlyFans, so she's off now?
I don't think so. So then it doesn't appear this way.
Dude, buddy, I know you caught up.
She may have needed books, supplies.
Yeah, no, I know.
Her classes.
Sure.
This optimistic Walt. I don't know. I don't know about him.
I don't know, man.
That's called irony. I'm trying to show this guy, you know, if there are ironic means that, like, he's probably getting had.
Yeah, you are most likely being had, my friend. It's happened. The story is old as time. It's happened time and time again. And this is a new way to do it through these electronic means.
You know what? You want to talk to somebody who's real? You want to fund somebody online? Join the Adamant tier on the Patreon, $100 tier, and I will respond to all your messages personally.
He'll go live with you.
I'll never lie to you. I'll never ask for any more than that, what you're already given. I don't need to go back to school. You know? You'll get fucking sweet-ass gifts in the mail. It'll be the best money you ever spent.
Right.
That's not bad. And it's $100 a month, so for a year it's only $1,200.
Yeah, it's not even savings.
Yeah.
You'll have a fucking – some sweet, tasty swag, some great shows, no drama.
You're going to get something out of it aside from stress, apparently.
Yeah, there'll be no drama in this. Yeah, you're just going to – it'll be the best decision you ever made.
Yeah.
Watch – go watch 90 Day Fiancé and then figure out if you think it's going to be a good idea.
Yeah.
You watch that show and it's just like – every single couple is like, this is bananas that people exist in this kind of relationship.
He's just got to stop.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think it's just like you just have to block her.
Don't even say goodbye.
Be done with it.
Don't even say goodbye and just shut it down and get out. And that's it, man.
Yeah. But I think he's probably vulnerable because he's, you know, he just got separated. Now he's waiting for the divorce. So you got two kids.
I don't think you should feel stupid for it.
No, like, you shouldn't feel stupid. You know, vulnerable.
Yeah. Like, you put yourself out a little bit more than you should have. But what are you going to do? You're married. You're new to the – you're new being back in the game.
Right.
You know, last time he was dating someone, he wasn't – you know, this shit probably wasn't going on.
Probably didn't exist.
Yeah, but you got to get – you're getting yourself into a bad situation. You just got to get out, pal.
Yeah, count your losses. Be done with it.
Yeah.
Cut up your credit card.
Well, it's still online.
What do you mean?
His number is still online. Well, you don't have to cut it up.
Cancel it then. Cancel that credit card so they can't try to get any more out of it, and don't log back on.
Yeah, and I hope, because you know that whoever this is has a folder with all the videos he sent her. So I hope they're like, you know, they're like, all right, which I imagine they are, because in these scams, I've heard that it goes like the second you send something that's like kind of like risky, they're like, guess what, motherfucker? I'm a dude and I'm going to be suing you. I'm not suing you. I'm going to be exposing you to your friends and family on Facebook. So it sounds like maybe he hasn't gone too far, but just get out. Get out, get out, get out.
Get out while the getting's good.
That's it, man. Get out now. Not right. Another word. Not a dramatic goodbye. End it immediately. Immediately, immediately.
Is that like the worst kind of blackmail that you like? Is that the nightmare scenario for guys? That kind of blackmail?
It depends on. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think there's worse blackmail.
Yeah, I think I'd say there's worse. That's just mildly embarrassing.
Like then what? Dick pics?
Well, I don't know what, you know.
Or you know, like, I guess he had dick pics and stuff.
Let's end the center video where he's like, I love you so much, and why won't you come to America? Like, even shit like that. Like, I'd rather have fucking dick pics out than me going like, I love you, and man, I thought, you know, I just, you know. It's like, well,
I thought you loved me, you said this.
Yeah, I'd rather they just like, be like.
If you're too whiny and like, you know, needy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather than be like, look at him, he's jerking off.
Look at this hog. Yeah.
You like that, baby? You like that? Yeah, I'd rather that. You could come back from that. Mm-hmm. Nobody's coming back from like.
That gets around, you become a meme.
Oh, my God. It's worse than wearing eyeliner on television, man. You'll never get over it.
Oof. All right, so. So saith, tell him, Steve, Dave, just cut it out now. It'll be you won't regret it.
Nah, you'll meet someone, bud.
Meet somebody in real life, not somebody who lives half a world away, who happens to be fucking Russian or Ukrainian or whatever. Like, those guys have the worst reputations for ripping people off.
Oh, the Russians?
Marrying Russian brides and stuff like that.
It's because there's something in the water over in Russia where they really make good looking. Like, the women over there are like really, either really hot or
they look like they're peasants. Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, they have hunchbacks.
And yeah.
I think hunchbacks, they all get hunchbacks by the time they're 40.
Really? Yeah. So I'm not sure how old this girl is. You're looking at a future hunchback, bro.
Unless you want to live in a bell tower somewhere.
And it's because it's a hard life. You know, right. It's a hard fucking life over there. It ain't easy, you know. So that's what happens.
The backs gets hunched.
Oof. Well, I'm glad he asked.
Yeah, me too.
Because he's probably too embarrassed to bring it to, like, his friends and family. And...
Yeah, especially – well, it becomes especially – because nobody's going to look at you and be like, good for you. You gave her $1,400 for her schooling.
Yeah.
Not one person's going to say that.
No. No.
So if not one person's going to say that, you have to look at that and say,
Yeah. You got, bro.
You got.
We all get got sometimes. We all get got, dude. We've all been there. We've all gotten got.
Yeah.
You got. It's just your turn. But, you know, now that you're aware that you got, you got to get out.
Yeah. Focus on getting your final divorce. Focus on your two kids. And then maybe meeting somebody like more local to you so that you don't have to ship her all the way from the Ukraine to. I mean, I know the reason that you think she's perfect, like personally and sexually and all that other stuff, is because they design the conversations to do that.
Yeah.
So that they tell you what you want to hear.
By the way, that's just.
Which means it probably is a guy.
I know what he likes. Well, doesn't everybody do that when they first start dating anyway? They're putting their best foot forward, the best version of themselves.
Sure.
So, yeah, I feel for him because he's probably going to be legitimately heartbroken when he cuts her loose.
Right.
If he cuts her loose, but he should.
He should.
Do not ever talk to that woman again. Ever.
That's BQ's advice. And BQ gives good advice.
He does.
Yeah.
Best.
I do. I've seen shit.
He's been around the block a time or two.
Been around the block. Yeah. Get out. I'm doing it for your own. I mean, I'd rather he like join some sort of fucking club or, you know what I mean? Like do beach cleanups or some shit. You'll meet someone.
Right.
Yeah. It's out there, bud. You'll get there. His world is spinning right now. His whole fucking compass is off. He's out of touch. He's out of time. You know, he's older now. He's probably feeling pretty insecure about himself, but you'll get over that, pal.
Yeah, that's the OnlyFans girls, they're there to tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And show you what you want to see, but not really be who you want them to be.
Yeah.
Not in real life anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, I feel good we can help that guy.
I think so.
Yeah.
I hope he listens.
He listens. I hope he listens.
Yeah, I hope he listens too.
Watch cut to Ukraine. This beautiful, perfect woman who's totally real. It's like she bought books with like everything Walt said is true.
And she's got her diploma from the University of Ukraine.
She sends him a picture, it bounces back to her.
She comes up with a cure for COVID.
But never makes her way to America. Never get the fucking vaccine.
Yeah, that would be rough.
Yeah, cut her loose, bro, and move on. That is the only answer, I think, here.
Yeah, yeah, it's outrageous.
But I do have the answer to something else. You got some hairy balls you want to take care of?
Wee.
Now, Walt mentioned this earlier. So this could be good for girls and guys.
Very sleek
and white. That's how they used to do all the Apple stuff. Everything was white, so it looks sleek.
Right.
Today we're here to celebrate the perfect summer grooming companion that will keep you looking cool even when it's sizzling outside. We're excited to introduce to you the latest version of the Lawnmower family, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in a new color, white hot.
White hot.
Yeah, from Manscaped.
It's like a little white fucking gerbil.
Yeah,
a robotic gerbil roll over you, taking care of business down here.
There you go.
Chewing up all that hair.
Did you read this copy? It says it. It's like a little gerbil.
A robot gerbil.
In a sea of options, I got the title for this week's show. Robot gerbil. In a sea of options to choose from, perfect to perfect your grooming routine, Manscaped undoubtedly shines. And now by popular demand, they're riding the white hot waves with their special new edition. Trimmer in white.
Mm.
Step up your grooming game this summer with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in white hot. Experience precision like never before with the next-gen dual skin-safe blade heads, an updated trimmer blade, and an interchangeable foil blade for peak performance. These updated blades are not just for show. They're designed to keep you looking smooth and sleek under the summer sun. First, the updated trimmer blade features longer, wider, and rounded teeth that cut through the hair with ease. And here's where things get interesting. The foil blade crafted to transcend the boundaries of your typical trim achieved with the trimmer blade. This foil blade is designed to leave you with a finish that's irresistible, sleek, and utterly bare.
Nice.
Glides over your skin. Switching between two blades is a breeze. It's like having two trimmers in one, making sure you're always ready, always summer ready, without breaking the bank. Has an LED light.
Well, get him. Fucking interested now.
I know, and get him just perked up. You know, whoa.
He loves LED lights.
LED lights.
I love shave balls and LED lights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somehow 148 geniuses fucking gravitates towards light.
Like a fucking moth.
What happened? What happened? What's feeding this? What did I miss over here?
It's been a rough couple weeks.
Yeah, wow. Man. I thought I had a rough... we'll get him.
The new LED light also features a dual temperature function designed to flatter a variety of skin tones. So if you're part of the OG Manscaped fam, this trimmer is a tribute to the classics, upholding the same features we've all come to love, a rechargeable L-ion battery, RPM technology, a travel lock for seamless portability, USB-C charging, and a comprehensive three-level battery life indicator. And the best part? It's still waterproof, so whether you're at the beach or by the pool, it's always trimming time.
The pool?
Or the beach. What are you guys talking about?
Just throw it in the bag and bring it with you to the beach?
What? You're going to do it at the poolside? What?
It should be like whether you're going to the beach or to the pool. I feel like we'd all get in trouble if we were shaving our balls poolside.
I wouldn't want that.
What kind of fucking bikini? Unless you're wearing a Speedo.
Right.
How much like maintenance do you got to do if you're just putting on your fucking shorts and your swimming trunks?
I don't know. Guys talking about a full body shave, like legs and everything? Although I do shave my back. I do have Mary Beth buzz my back for me. Yeah, it gets too hairy. I can't stand it, like the way it feels on my shirt.
Okay.
And it does. That LED light, she says it helps. So join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for all their grooming needs and get the special edition Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in white hot today. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TESD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code TESD at manscaped.com. No more juggling multiple tools or dealing with subpar results. Just efficient, effective grooming whenever you need it. All right.
You know, we got through the summer, dude. I was thinking about this when I was driving over. I'm like, just we never got those fucking jet skis.
I thought about that 2 days ago. I was driving down the highway and I saw a trailer on the side of the road. It had two jet skis for sale.
I was thinking about why, and I was like, you know, it's because my July, half of June and July got taken off the table for me because I was touring every weekend, right. And then I was away for the other stuff. So it's like, oh, man, this whole summer got fucking robbed. We never got to do.
You still got some time left if you were to go out right now.
It's in the 70s
Leave the office and run over to the jet ski dealership, pick two up. You could still get a couple weekends in.
I'm away this weekend. You know,
what about the next week? Go on a Monday then. Nobody says you have to do it on the weekend. Brian's free fucking 24/7.
We're going to have to kick it the next year, man.
I've been waiting down at the jet ski place for you.
I think we're going to have to kick it the next year, dude.
Why don't you get one of those suits, those diving suits?
I have one, a wetsuit.
A wetsuit. And this way you can go in cold water.
It just doesn't sound fun. Like, I wanted like a breezy fun, like,
yeah, like we went jet skiing down in Key West, and like that's like, it's like the sun's beating down on you, the water feels nice and cool as it splashes up and stuff.
Yeah, plus I wanted to like build a little culture, like we know we're going out, we the first week we learned something new, the second week we know we bring out maybe some sandwiches, some sodas, you know, out on the have a little picnic on the water.
One hand you're drinking soda, the other hand you're holding a sandwich. How the fuck you steering the jet ski?
No, you go out there and you're lashing together. Steering
with your fucking knees.
You just have like a watery picnic.
Lash it together, or there's a lot of little islands out there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you don't drive and eat.
I mean, I think it sounds way more masculine if you guys got wetsuits on. You're fucking. It's cold.
Yeah, it's like 30 degrees out. That would suck.
You know, you're fucking hitting those rougher waves.
Yeah. Well, also by the time
you're not going on a fucking picnic, like it's a fucking.
You gotta eat, bro.
Feeding each other strawberries and shit.
That sounds nice.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I mean, this sounds like the fucking great.
No, I'm really bummed we didn't go.
No, I actually. Yeah, that sounds really nice.
I fucking make it more hardcore.
Well, it would be hardcore stuff too, you know?
Yeah, we'd be jumping waves.
Yeah.
Going next to some big steamships and whatever. Yeah, like, you know, those big.
You still got time to do it. There's still plenty of warm enough
we're
weather.
It's
going to
be in September before I get a day off. We got to buy it. We got to get the custom decals on it because I'm not going out there without the custom decals.
You need custom decals too?
The Four Color Demons. Yeah, the custom decals and stuff.
How long does fucking take to slap on a decal?
I don't know. You got to design it. You got to get it made.
It sounds like you're looking for any reason not to do this.
No, I'm telling you, next year.
Next year. Buy them this year though.
But then you got to storm all winter. I'd rather get like the fresh new models next year.
Oh, you want a 2025 model?
Yeah, what am I going to do here? Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay.
Float around at someone old's waterfall.
What's a jet ski run, you think?
I think they go between like five and like 10 grand maybe.
They don't make any that are dual.
Like, oh, they do.
Land and water.
Oh, I thought you meant two people. I don't know.
I really don't think you guys should fucking go with a two-person jet ski with room for the picnic basket.
Then you can feed me strawberries.
On a side cart.
Yeah, well, you're right. I'm just like reaching around.
I meant they should create one that can go on land and sea.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You know, just retract the wheels.
Yeah.
Then you could just ride it down to the beach. Fucking retract the wheels.
Sounds amazing to me.
You know, and then fucking skid into the water.
I love it.
Make your presence known that this beach now belongs to fucking Q and Johnson. Beware. And Johnson the bad boys are back.
It's the middle of December. Nobody's there.
You fucking take other people's picnic baskets.
Yeah. Like Yogi Bear and shit. Or the picnic bandits, man. Fuck yeah. You got a price, get him?
Between $7,000 and
$21,000. Oh, shit.
$21,000?
What the hell does a $21,000 do?
It goes fast.
Yeah.
That's it?
It's horsepower, baby.
Yeah, all right. Sea horsepower. I love it.
I got to ask your advice on something real quick.
Yeah.
4 years this Sunday.
Holy shit.
Married 4 years this Sunday.
And now what is the four-year anniversary?
I'm looking at it here right now. Traditional is fruit or flowers. Now that's easy.
Okay.
Flowers are easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fruit is a bit more challenging.
Got an edible arrangement.
Yeah, I got an edible arrangement, like from – is that the name of the company, Edible Arrangement?
Yeah.
How
cool kind of arrangement are you going to get, though? Is it going to spell out something? Like what kind of arrangement?
Like a heart shape.
Oh, yeah, I know. I would have to look and see the see what they have to offer.
Does she eat a lot of fruit?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, so it's probably not fruit then.
What's the nine? Oh, that's a cool looking.
She likes flowers, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Get him showing us a Sea-Doo right here that has room for the picnic basket.
It's like the Batmobile a little bit.
Yeah,
it's like the Batboat.
Now, you imagine that with a four-color demons logo on that?
At least you get a red and black one. Then your decals don't really pop.
Well, we were gonna do a custom one. Didn't we see the artwork for it where it had a captain's hat and shit? It's all in the future, man. Wait, so what's a non-traditional gift?
Non-traditional is appliances. Oh, I could get her a refrigerator.
I think the answer's clear here. Yeah.
Get her some flowers, yeah.
I was gonna say flowers and like, you know, a dishwasher or something like that.
Yeah, we got a dishwasher. Mm. And she has a ton of appliances she doesn't use already.
Do you have a bagel toaster?
We have a regular toaster oven. Not
what about
a bagel
a Roomba?
Toaster, though. I do eat bagels every day, though. A Roomba.
Yeah.
Here's an idea. That's fucking $600 or $700, isn't it? Is that thing really expensive?
Yeah. What? That's 4 years.
What's that?
It's 4 years. What do you mean? It's too expensive?
I know, but I brought her to see Marilyn Manson already. Now I'm fucking in. Now I'm paying for Roombas.
Well, it does all the work for you.
Yeah, you get a lot of benefit from that Roomba. I have Roomba.
Then there's more time for you guys to spend together.
Oh, more? That room is going to be the death of us.
I mean, this way you can spend 24 and a half hours together.
Somehow the Roomba has transcended time and space, so the day is even longer.
Honey, I got you two Roombas. Yeah. Upstairs and downstairs Roomba.
Yeah. Now we could really be in love.
Where are you going? You want me to come with you?
I turn the Roomba on, baby.
Roomba, huh? Let me check Roombas. Let me see how much a Roomba
runs. Most expensive one's like $900. I bought one a couple of years back.
$175
to $250.
And nowadays, oh,
that's not bad. $150? That's not right.
Well, I'm just looking at something that says save up to $545.
That's the low end.
Yeah, that's like
Chinese knockoff.
You want the one that can see vomit.
That's a seven.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I do. My dog threw up on the rug the other day. I was I almost gave him away. holy
shit. You almost
gave
him what?
I almost gave him away.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't believe the size of the puddle of this fucking vomit. I was like,
Reddit has
a
new fucking thing to fucking tag on. Fucking reprehensible fucking human being. Poor dog got sick.
He's an animal abuser. He said, did you hear this? Oh, he's just going to, you know, he just said on that episode that he was just going to give away the dog.
Stick to talking about big tits. Because if we don't want to hear about your animal hatred.
Yeah, I think I would be gone before the dog would if it were up to Mary Beth.
But yeah, you want to get those Roombas that can, like, they can pick up vomit or feces.
Really?
So then it doesn't drag it all through the carpet, all over the tile floor.
Uh-huh.
They're super smart now.
I don't think it picks them up. I think it just avoids them.
Well, it has a feces fucking mode.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's like a little
kick in the feces mode.
Yeah, so it averts it then. It goes around.
Yeah, that mine's like 2 years old, and it had that thing where it's like, if it sees dog shit, or it will go around.
There's a warning,
but
warning,
it didn't pick
warning.
It
didn't Danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Pet owner official promise. Yeah, steal clear of the waste.
Now you know your gal's going to fucking love that. You're like, I didn't just get you any old Roomba.
Right.
This one goes around dog shit.
Yeah, the dog never shits in the house.
I got it for you.
It was my gift to you, baby.
It was meant to be. Forever and ever. Or at least till the fucking Roomba burns out.
Right, yeah. It misses the shit and goes – starts smoking.
I will say I do love my Roomba.
Do you?
It is fucking awesome. Yeah.
And it's just – it's good for like carpets too or like
– Carpets. I use it mainly for the kitchen. But a lot of cat hair, you know, in my
right,
house.
Right, right,
so
yeah.
I set the room in the living
room. Yeah, we got a lot of pet hair in our house.
Yeah, and so. It does a good job of that. I love the Roomba. I've had them for – I mean, years. Mm. Yeah.
All right, maybe Roomba's the answer.
I like the Roomba. Now they vacuum. Now they clean themselves out.
Oh, yeah.
You used to have to pop out the thing, and now mm-hmm. they go to a dock and a vacuum bag just sucks all the dust out.
Damn, that is smart.
I put googly eyes on them and I name them.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You literally will never have to touch it once you turn it on.
That's not true. I mean, you won't. Somebody will. Yeah. 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 They do need maintenance. But
Maybe I'll get her a jet ski.
Now you're forward thinking.
If you don't want to use it, me and Q are thinking about it.
Wow. 4 years, huh?
4 years. Yep.
Jeez Louise.
Doesn't seem like it, though.
Just flew?
Which is good. Yeah, it flew by. Doesn't seem like 4 years.
That's good. That's probably a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's when it turns over, I guess, to like, wow, it's only been 4 years.
Yeah. It seems like a lifetime. Yeah.
What do you think she's getting you?
She already brought me to the Monster Mania with the Henry Winkler thing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So that was her gift to me.
Nice.
And then the DabbleCon was kind of our getaway thing because she watches too. She's pretty familiar with all that stuff. And then we may go down to AC because every year we go down to AC to have White House subs.
Oh, nice.
What's that?
Yeah. It's in the Hard Rock Cafe. It's like the first year we went down to our first anniversary.
I don't think I've ever seen you eat a sub.
Oh, yeah, you did. Remember in the limo? You got all freaked out by
it.
Oh,
yeah. That's right. I almost blacked out. Yeah. That's why I don't remember it. That was the last time I think I ever saw you eat a sub.
Yeah, I don't eat them that frequently. But the first year we went down to AC, we were supposed to go to
the very first year you were dating?
No, the very first year we were married. Oh, our first anniversary, we were going to go to AC, spend the night. And go to Roots.
That's a risky
Roots
thing
Chris
to
Steakhouse.
Eat if you're first dating, though. Subs. Yeah, because it's kind of not. It's not a very delicate. You know, it takes a skilled person to eat a sub and not look like a fucking.
Not have onions hanging out of the mouth and shit. Yeah, like I don't possess that skill.
Yeah, you can look. It's not a very feminine thing to eat in front of her man, a big old fat sub.
Oh, I disagree, man. I think the wider she opens her mouth, the better it gets. So like, oh, you know, yeah, baby.
Then if everything slides out the side of the sub.
Oh, yeah, she bites. It's like mayonnaise on the side of her face. I love you so much.
And if it's an onion sub, you know, then you got to smell the onions all night long and you got to pretend you don't smell them. Like I did.
Did you pretend? Because it sounded like
no,
you
yeah. Oh, fuck.
You're
that.
Bad at pretending.
I'm too old to pretend.
I've been hearing Walt say this thing recently where he's like, I'm at that stage in my life. I love hearing that because I feel the exact same way. Like,
yeah.
I'm at that stage in my life where fuck it.
Yeah. I know what you guys mean. Yeah. It's nice though. Isn't it a nice stage? It's not me getting into it now where you're like, I don't care.
Yeah, you just don't care that much.
Yeah. I think that's nice. Fuck it. The fuck it stage. Man. Middle age has got to have some gifts. Can't all be about taking shit away.
I know. I just went to the doctor. They're like, your cholesterol's too high.
Really?
This is too much.
What do you got
to
do?
This is too much. I think I have to drink more water. And part of
how
it is.
How come? What does water do for your cholesterol?
I'm sorry. Not the cholesterol. My red blood cells. He said I might be a little dehydrated. Because I had too many red blood cells.
Really?
But it could also be because of the testosterone injections that I take.
Mm.
So could be either one of them. He has to keep a close eye on it, he said.
And have you started a water regimen?
I haven't. As you can see, I'm drinking a Coke Zero.
Yeah, you got to get rid of it. I mean, it's tough.
I got to drop the soda, right?
Well, no. You can still have a soda here and there. I was told by my doctor, have a soda in the morning to get you going. Because basically, that's my coffee. But then throughout the day, don't have anything other than water. And then maybe at dinner, if you want to have another soda, only drink half the soda. And then nothing else but water the rest of the night.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't talk to me before I have my Coke. You know,
that's the way you are now.
That's the way I am, yeah. I wake up like a fucking tyrant.
I can't stand people like that. Man. Like, I haven't had my coffee yet. Don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. It's like, would you fuck off?
Yeah.
It's a medically proven fucking ailment, though.
What, that they're addicted to the caffeine?
Well, if they don't have it, people are in a bad mood until they get that stimulant.
Really?
You know, maybe they're not lying.
Maybe that's why I'm in a bad mood all day. I should drink coffee in the morning.
No, you're drinking the soda, though, so you should be filling that caffeine fix with that, though. How much water are you drinking a day?
probably like one or two bottles at the most.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Yeah. All right, starting tomorrow. And then I'll report back next week.
It was tough for me.
Was it hard to get adjusted to?
It was tough, yeah. It felt like I was drowning myself. You know, drinking three or four bottles, you know, over the course of 8 hours was like tough.
Right.
But now it's still tough because I'm not a big drinker. My belly fills up quicker, I think, than most people.
Dude, I've noticed – I don't know if you guys noticed this, but my bladder has become the bladder of a fucking baby.
Oh, no. I had that operation.
Right?
Oof, I got – like I said, they told me I had the bladder of a 19-year-old.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, not me, man. Like every fucking –
you get that operation?
Every 3 minutes. Yeah, I'll just go in there voluntarily.
Like, and remove a rib while you're on it, Doc. there's two – if we're doing one needless surgery, might as well go for broke.
Yeah, that's it. I went to the doctor the other day and I got my blood pressure meds and I'm all fixed up. Oh, I've had those for years, yeah. It's because I'm so fucking fat.
You're not fat.
Yeah, I am. I'm like 50 pounds overweight. Dude. Yeah, I've definitely been way fatter.
You're not fat at all. No one would ever look at you and say you're fat, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No?
No way. Man. Not a chance.
That's why you guys aren't doctors. Doctors like you fat fuck. Some weight.
So how much meds do you take a day then? Sounds like you're fucking...
Let's see. I take blood pressure.
Do you have one of those like those big giant boxes where the days with the pill box? Where
it's not giant, but I do have one. Yeah, it's not giant, but I do have one. Yeah, I take for blood pressure. I take for my stomach.
It's Mary Beth?
Yeah.
I need my 2 o'clock horse pill.
Bring me Tuesday.
Am I bedridden? Why am I yelling?
Mary Beth, it's 2:15. I need my next pill.
Yeah, like I have the timer on my phone going off.
Why can't I give you the 2 o'clock and the 2:15 at the same time?
Are you a doctor?
Well, you don't want to see me? You don't want to talk to me? You just want to play with your Roomba? This is our together time.
All time is our together time.
I'll be surprised if we see year five. And tell that dog to stop throwing up.
Tell him, Steve Dave.